I was a little girl.
Yeah, me too.
Somehow, it's just not as wonderful as I thought it might be.
And it's expensive.
Maybe I guess I just pictured myself doing this at night.
Yeah, with a man.
Yeah, kissing in a hansom cab by moonlight. Totally unaware of the rest of the world.
Don't look at me, pal.
Why is everything like this?
Is that a riddle?
No, I mean it. Everything that you really look forward to doing somehow ends up so utterly disappointing.
Like
your first ride in a hansom cab, like your first formal dance, like your first drink.
Like your first husband.
This is not fun.
If you think we're having a bad time, think of the horse.
Whoa! Thank you. I love peonies.
Good, those are dahlias.
Allie, they're peonies. I ought to know. I bought them.
You may have bought peonies, but you brought home dahlias.
Oh, darn, I hate dahlias.
Mom, Kate, you're never gonna guess what happened to me at school today.
Try us.
Okay, so I'm staying after school for choir practice, right? And the drama coach comes up to me in the middle of the alma mater and says she wants me to audition for the lead in the school play she's doing. She says it's between me and two other girls.
Oh, that's great, Jim.
That's terrific. What's the play?
Pirates of Penzance. I'm up for the Linda Ronstadt part.
Oh, I love Gilbert and Sullivan, don't you?
No.
Oh, I know Pirates Cold. Did ever maiden wake from dream of homely duty to find her daylight break with such exceeding beauty?
You heard? Yeah, isn't it great? How'd you find out?
The drama coach told me. I thought it was a secret.
It is! Oh, I hope I get it.
Mom, isn't this terrific final audition for tomorrow? It's between me and two other girls.
Oh, that's fabulous, Emma. Emma! Meet one of the other girls.
You're kidding.
No.
Who's the other one? Who cares? She doesn't have a chance against us.
Jenny, let's make a deal. The loser won't hate the winner, and the winner won't hold it over the loser's head. Deal?
Deal.
Besides, I'm a great winner.
Just kidding. Mom, you know Gilbert and Sullivan.
Personally.
You gotta help me for the audition. Hey, that's not fair. My mom can't help me.
Sure I can.
You can? What does dream of homely duty mean?
Did you see these pretty dahlias?
See, it's not fair.
Listen, guys. Competition is tough enough, but with two rivals under one roof. Allie, you have two kids. How do you handle the competition?
I don't know. The only thing that's come up so far is who had more French fries on their plate.
Well, I've got an idea. Why don't you guys work this out by yourselves and we'll stay out of it?
But I've never auditioned before. I need help.
Advantage, Emma.
And I need help on the music. I haven't had singing lessons like Jenny.
Advantage, Jenny.
How about we both help, but totally impartially?
Game, set, and match. Okay, you guys go upstairs, you rehearse, come back down, and we'll coach you.
Okay, be honest. Who do you want to get?
Well, Emma really loves acting, so I know she'd really like to have the part, but Jenny's new at the school, and this would really help to break her in. I guess I'd be thrilled if either one of them got it.
Oh, that's nice.
Who do you want to win?
Do you want me to be honest, or should I just repeat what you said?
Okay, I got the pitch pipe. Emma?
Close enough.
Poor wandering one, though thou hast surely strayed, take heart of grace, thy steps retrace. Poor wandering one.
Oh, that was good. We'll just polish it up a little and it'll be good.
Okay, Jenny.
Poor. Poor wandering one, if such poor love as mine can help thee find true peace of mind.
thought.
Come on, Emma, we're just getting started.
Emma, why don't you study the speech on page 36?
Okay.
Jenny's gonna get the part.
Oh, Frederick, cannot you, in the calm excellence of your wisdom, reconcile it with your conscience to say something that will relieve my father's sorrow?
Oh, that was great, Emma.
You memorized that? Okay, Jenny, beginning or middle of page 12.
Dearly as I loved... Dearly as I loved him before, his heroic sacrifice to his sense of duty has endeared him to me tenfold. He has done his duty. I will do mine. Go ye and do yours. Exit, Mabel.
No.
Exit, Mabel.
No.
Exit.
No,
leave. Oh.
Well, I think we should try the dancing now.
Emma's gonna get the part.
Okay, Ellie. Hit it.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Got it? Okay, now, wait, let me get my seat. Very graceful.
La, 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 la.
We're not making a video here, you guys. A little less hip.
La, 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 la.
We've got nothing to worry about. Neither one of them will get.
What you gonna write on it, Mom?
Congratulations.
Who's the cake for?
I don't know. Whoever got the part.
If nobody does, can it be for me?
No, sweetie. Then it'll be for Jenny and Emma to make them feel better. Well?
Well, what, Mom? Jenny and I had a long talk on the way home. And we decided we don't want any weirdness around here. Right, Jenny?
Right.
So we're not going to tell you which one of us got the part. Yeah. Let's just say one of us got the lead in the school play, and the other one can be in the chorus with everyone else. Right? Right.
Hey, you really hit me.
I was just kidding.
Well, quit it.
Can't you take a joke?
I can take a joke. I just can't take a sore loser.
Just because some of us have rich doctor fathers who can pay for their singing lessons.
And just because certain people could pay $1 billion on singing lessons and it still wouldn't help.
Take that back. Just kidding.
Who got the part, Mom?
Hi.
Hi, Kate.
What's the matter?
I'm not sure, but I think I hear distant thunder.
Got the part.
Jenny.
Great. How's Emma taking it?
Okay, I guess. She hit Jenny, then Jenny called her a sore loser.
They had a fight?
Well, not really. They were just kidding around.
Oh. Why the worry lines?
Well, I made a cake, but I'm not sure how to deal with Emma's feelings.
Oh. Well, how about you serve the cake and we'll wear black armbands?
Just admit it. You're jealous.
Jealous? Why should I be jealous? Just because certain skinny, flat-chested people fit costumes better than others?
Other fat people. Let's just say the best man won.
Hi. Hi. Jenny, I heard the news. Congratulations, sweetheart.
Thanks. Emma was good, too.
Yeah, I was so good, I didn't get the part.
There'll be other plays.
I know.
You know, your dad always says, there's no small part, only small actors.
Sure, Mom.
Jenny, set the table.
Coming.
How do you feel?
Rotten.
You're supposed to feel rotten.
I want to kill her.
You're supposed to want to kill her.
I want to scream.
It's okay to want to scream.
You mean I'm not a terrible person?
No, you are a normal person. I'm going to be right there for you, right in the front row. Your job is to be the best kid in the whole chorus.
Yeah, in the back row of the chorus.
Emma?
Yes?
Who got the part?
Chip, go haunt a house.
And Tommy Berlinger's probably going to get the Frederick part. He's the best. And I get to wear this dress they used last year in Music Man. It's white and pink and have a bonnet and a
What do you get to wear, Emma?
Dark brown with a black hat.
Oh, great. Okay, is everybody ready? Congratulations to two terrific actresses.
Cut the cake.
Congratulations to you both. It could have gone either way.
Right. Either with good singing or without.
Shut up, Jenny.
I think that was a joke.
Yeah, stupid, gloating, insensitive joke.
But you didn't mean anything by it, did you, Jenny?
No, cut the cake.
Go ahead, Jenny. Unless you want to do it, Emma.
I don't care. I'll do it.
Okay, but the first slice goes to Emma.
I'm not hungry.
First slice for me.
Congratulations to you. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to Jenny. Congratulations to you.
Now can she cut the cake?
In a minute. Now we sing for Emma. For she's a jolly good fellow. For she's a jolly good fellow. For she's a jolly good fellow.
I'm not a jolly good fellow. I'm sick of being a jolly good fellow. I'm sick of your stupid songs and your stupid cakes.
She's not a jolly good fellow. She's not a jolly good fellow. She's not a jolly good fellow. That nobody can deny.
Okay if I come in?
As long as you don't talk about that stupid play.
Oh, good, because I want to talk to you about the stupid orchestra.
What orchestra?
In my high school. You see, being the brilliant musical talent that I am, the only chance I had of getting into the orchestra was to try out for the triangle. You know, that little thing that you hit? I had to get into the orchestra.
Why?
Because Claude Freeland played the oboe and he had green eyes.
Gotcha.
Anyway, it was between one other girl and me, and she got it. Then one day, she was sitting around bragging about her superior triangle playing, and I got mad and I let her have it.
Good for you.
As a matter of fact, it was, really. You know why?
Why?
Because she told me why she just had to be in the orchestra. She had a crush on Claude, too.
Well, didn't that make you hate her even more?
No, because he had no use for either of us. As a matter of fact, that became something that we shared, and that helped to make us friends. Best friends. We still are.
Allie?
You got it. I'll tell you something, Emma. In all these years, whenever bad things happened to me, Allie was a lot more help than any triangle could be. That's the point. A part in a play is here today and gone tomorrow, but a friend has the part for life.
Did you make that moral up?
It was pretty good, wasn't it?
Can we come in?
Sure. Sorry I made a crack.
It's okay.
Sorry I've been so touchy.
I think you two should shake hands. There, isn't that better? You know what this reminds me of?
Uh-huh, Claude Freeland.
Who's Claude Freeland?
You remember in high school when you were trying out for the orchestra.
I never tried out for the orchestra.
Nobody said it was easy to be a mother.
He loves babies here. La, 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 la. He loves babies here. La, 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 la. Now, our first dress rehearsal is next Monday. I want everybody off book by then. Is that clear?
Maybe you can write your lines on your arm.
Shut up.
I was only kidding.
Practice, practice, practice. Dismissed.
You were wonderful, Tommy.
I'll never be able to learn all those lines.
Don't worry about it. It's not that hard.
For you, you've only got two lines.
I've had leads before bigger than yours.
Yeah, but the words made sense. This is Gilbert and Sullivan.
I did Shakespeare 2 years ago. That didn't make any sense at all.
I know.
What's that supposed to mean?
We came to see you, remember?
There you go again, sniping at me.
I did not. You're so touchy.
And you're so stuck up over one lousy part.
It's not a lousy part.
It will be this time.
You know, I'm surprised your dad never taught you how to lose a role gracefully. He must be terribly good at it by now.
Leave my father out of this.
Why should I?
Let me show you what I just got. Little puppy dog earrings. Aren't they cute?
They're a little too cute, even for you.
They're for Emma, to go with that new sweater that I bought her yesterday.
Oh, and the skirt you got her the day before.
I'm just trying to make her feel better.
Well, stop reminding her with all these presents.
You're right. What are you making for dinner?
Eggplant parmesan.
Oh, that's Emma's favorite.
Is it?
You fraud.
No, you're really pathetic. That's why you can't learn your lines.
I'm pathetic? Look who's talking.
Oh, I hope you get up on that stage in front of everyone and make a big fool out of yourself.
Oh, you mean like you did at the auditions?
Low blow.
Tommy Berlinger said your body's a pirate's dream. Sunken chest.
He did not.
Hey, we're all friends in this house, remember?
Not all of us. You brought her in here, put her in my room, and said congratulations, you've got a roommate. Well, I never asked for one, and I don't want one. I wish she would just go back where she came from.
I wish I could. I'm tired of being a guest in the only home I've got. Your room, your school, your friends, your theater workshop. Well, fine, because I'm never talking to you again. Good, let's start that right now.
I don't think doggy earrings and eggplant parmesan are going to do it.
Allie, are you awake?
Yeah. Kate, do you think we did the right thing moving in together?
I think the ceiling's too low.
If you're lucky, I'm getting vertigo up here. I feel so guilty.
You and every other divorced mother.
Jenny has every right to resent me and this whole situation. I never consulted her, not really.
What choice did you have?
Could have stuck it out with Charles.
Oh, yeah, stay together for the sake of the kids.
It was good enough for my parents.
Yeah. I think the kids know that we're doing the best we can.
I think we ask them to understand too much.
Come on, all we ask is they accept us as separate people with our own lives and our own needs.
My mother didn't have a life. I loved it.
Sure, you liked being the center of her universe when you were little, but what do you feel about it now?
Guilty.
You're getting it from both ends.
Guilt is my middle name. Why can't things be the way they used to be? Why can't families stay together? Why can't people be happy?
Why can't they grow tomatoes that taste like tomatoes? Why can't they make bunk mattresses that don't break your back? There's no answers.
Only guilt.
Aren't you glad you're good at that?
Good night, Ellen. Good night.
Can I have a piece of the cake? After all, it is yours. It's in your house. Help yourself. It's your house, too.
It is not.
It is, too.
My house is in Connecticut, along with my friends and everything else.
You really hate it here, don't you?
No.
Well, you said you did.
I only said that because you said you hated my being here.
I only said that because you made fun of my father.
I only made fun of your father because you made fun of me.
I only made fun of you because you gloated about getting the part.
The part. Big deal. For one night, I'm the lead. Then it's right back into the chorus of life. Do you really hate my being here?
No. I was kind of lonely before.
The truth?
Sometimes I hate your being here.
Sometimes I hate being here.
But mostly I like it.
Yeah. Mostly I like you.
Yeah. Mostly I like you too.
I hate being divorced.
Me too. But you get used to it after a while.
True. And it does mature you.
Undivorced kids are boring. They haven't lived as much as we have.
Sometimes I feel so old.
Yeah, but I don't feel like I'm missing out on all that much.
I don't know. I miss things all the time.
You'll get over it.
I'm sorry I stole your part.
I can't take it anymore. Huh? I dreamt I was falling off a piece of Melba toast.
That must have been about the bed.
No kidding, Dr. Freud.
I dreamt I was locked in a refrigerator butter keeper.
You kicked off your covers.
I hate this bed. I hope that Jenny and Emma make up soon.
Me too.
Sorry, we couldn't sleep.
You want your beds back?
Please want your beds back.
You don't like our beds?
They're cute.
But deadly.
Besides, I think it's high time you two made up.
Let's face it. Basically, you guys like each other.
Right.
A lot of crummy things got said.
Yeah, real crummy things.
The best thing to do is just forget they were ever said.
Right.
Right. Right.
Not necessarily.
Allie.
No, they're valid feelings. They're entitled to express them.
What have you been reading? Broken Homes and Gardens?
King, it is basic psychology. Let your feelings out or they'll overwhelm you.
Sure, then you let them out and they overwhelm everybody else.
They do not.
Hey, if it's a choice between tact and honesty, I go with tact every time.
Since when? You are hardly a tactful person.
You call yourself honest? You never say what you feel.
I certainly do.
You certainly do not.
Kate, feelings are going to come out sooner or later.
Later, much later.
Mom?
Hey, this is between Allie and me.
But why? Jenny and I made up. She got the part. We're cool.
We were acting like jerks, but we're not anymore. You are.
Well, I think we'll take our room back now. You guys need some time apart.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Poor wandering one, if such poor love is mine, can help thee find true peace of mind. Why take it, it is thine. Take heart, no danger lies. Any heart, take mine.
I thought it was adorable.
I thought it was painful.
Emma looked adorable.
Yeah, so did Jenny. Why couldn't they have sewn her into her costume better?
I don't think anybody noticed the rip, do you?
No, not past the first 10 rows.
What about Frederick?
The infamous Tommy Berlinger.
I've never heard so many octaves in one song.
I've never heard so many octaves in one note.
He was adorable, that little mustache.
Yeah, I like the half that stayed on.
You're cruel.
Well, I'll be better next time.
Yeah, if Emma ever invites you next time.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing. Then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.